Gibt gerade da mit sagt das war bekannt dafür da und beginnen bei sie gibt es macht gibt die mother parish is a talis of talis is a para where we have this case that the para damaged the talis and the talis damaged the para which Pesach contrast explains which shaziga zaza we're talking that actually damage each other and that's what saying bishon nasik mekesef that we evaluate the damage with money. If whoever damaged the other one more, he's going to pay the excess. And that's the chiddush of halacha. So he says, but that's the kasha. That's difficult because you have to explain what's the case of the par damaging the talis. There has to be either in the domain of the victim, because shein regas only chayv in shus hayachid, I become an osla hazik. Or you have to say that's the intent to harm, have a karen, and then it can be karen. Or it could be the way it normally goes, and then it's going to be regal. Okay. And the talis, and what's the case of the talis damaging the cow? That has to be in the public domain, of metambur, because that's functioning as a pit. Because you can't explain that the cow that damages the talis is also metam karen because of karen. And you know that's the only way you would be able to explain because again, shein regel achayiv only in the Rosh Hashayachid. So what's the way you'll be able to say Rosh Hashayachid is if it's Karen. Problem is, but the pit is the talis functions as a pit, which is only Rosh Hashayachid. As Tais explains, the Yevshluk Maparsha Zigatalis Nam Shazirab. Oh, so okay, so what are you going to say? So it's a fair sign. Fine, say this to Mount. The cow that damaged the Talis also Rosh Hashanah, Tom Karen. So it could be talking about in the same place. It's not true because Mkina, you put the ball apart. Actually, then the owner of the cow actually would be exempt if could Amla come on Peg Bez, like the Gemara says later on the Chol Mashana, whoever changes, does something deviant to Ba'ach Bashinba, and then you do deviant into the Mazik, put you exempt. And therefore, it's that if that's the case, then since the one who put the talus has no right to put it over there, the para damaging it actually should be potter. So in the Farash, if you're going to explain Shekin Erev that that's what happened, Shepara Zika Talus, that no, meaning it wasn't at the same time that the cow damaged the talus was b'chatzar in the court of B'shus and in the victim's property. And the talus damaged it. The cow in the Rosh Hashanah at two different times. Says this is still okay. Fine. So fine. You're able to figure out how they both happen, even though they can't be simultaneous in the same place. I can't mistake. Come on, but it's a mission later on. Two innocent shvam that harm each other. They pay the excess chatzin nezik, and ma'od misham b'moisah nezik shalom. So what do you need this halacha for? It's a mission later on. This is again the turn of the mafarash. We say it many times. We say it, and then we explain it more elsewhere. That's one mahalach. But in time of Farah, she actually explains, no, it's not the same case. The oy ketani. It's either or. That although it says with a vav, it's like really as a oy. And b'loy b'lashem, I'm not coming to tell you, Shane, I mean, that we don't say she could call a talis that you don't take the whole talis b'shul mashazik because what a damage. Because the whole talis, boyru. Because of course you're not going to take the talis. It's a pit. It's only by keren tam that you pay megufa. Also, we know that from the Mishnah over the Amaneach. That's obviously not what it would be teaching us. So Elo Merben Tam Rabbi says that the chiddush is the in emim b'teitzah parah b'talis bolash minan. What it's coming to tell us is that you don't say that you exchange the parah for the talis. I mean, the liquor we keep it, I'm going to come about Manech, but it says with the Yuchlet Shar Nizig that, okay, the Shar gets confirmed for the Nizig. I mean, of course, you're not giving the actual thing itself, but the question is, does he have ownership over the Mazik's item? No, Eliushim, Kribishmo, rather, Holy Bishmo, we evaluated. And therefore, Bakarin, my return, my Karen. That's on the Chiddush. And then, Matas Bapara slash Minan, and the Chiddush the other way around, the other case. Is coming to teach us when the talis damaged the para is dolega meyasmi that you cannot collect the talis from the orphans. Meaning, they don't think dolegavi af that you should be able to collect it. Avagav the meyasmi lemishtabdi. Although we know that move lines like a talis of orphans don't become a shubid because the mashma termin aliyah. This that the Torah says that yeah, you collect from not from the body of the I mean, this that you collect from the bank account, zel, that's only to strengthen the power of the victim. Meaning, the main hamazik shavaniskai, that if the damaging party, the ox, is not worth its damage, shavanali, you could collect even from what he has in the bank. Abayasmi, but this is the chiddush. But by orphans, dimishtaminali, if you're going to collect from the bank, havamefsidi, have said that the nizik, this can be actually the loss of the victim, because metaldiyasmamishtabdi, he's not going to collect from them because it's movable items. But vimishtamagufa, but if you're going to collect from the body, yigva, you'd collect a filamayasmi, even from orphans, dabikilu tavasmachayim, because then it would be like as if he snatched when they were still alive, when the father was still alive. So if havamishtamagufa, you would think that you collect megufa. That's the chiddush to say that no, that it's movable items, you cannot collect the talus from the orphans. So it says, we're going to see in the parsha zikat tleh. I mean, the gear says talus, but not to have the gear say a cow that damages a lamb. Them kind of that's the case. Then v'sholus the shvam shachavul zebazer should have said that the oxen that damages shatik will come on b'manich like the lashon in the mishnah later on that it just picked two oxen instead of an ox and a lamb. So why say talus? But derech shas laskei parvatalus is normal for the gemara to mention those two variables of a cow and talus. I mean, like the gemara says, learn of talus down on base and nichol mabim parvatalus. The father left him a cow and a jacket. I mean, those are normal items, so therefore they mention them together. Next, I'm not to bring the words of the Gemara. What shava kesef? The shava called kesef. It's referring to karka that's worth all the money because there's no halacha by no. Which says love dafka. It's not so precise. Why? Because the yes and the yes and no. Actually, more than half of the price there actually is halacha of overcharging. Because the mashmir perak is like it sounds like the Gemara, but it's different than saying manalef. The shava called kesef yes and metal. It just means it's worth all its money. Meaning at least more than metal. But you're right. Over half, it wouldn't be worth that money. Next, that's not the begin the words of the Gemara. But neshtar is not a nickname of kesef. That slaves and documents are also acquired with money. So which says, like you see neshtars, it's actually the kesef should not be documents because they ain't nickname of kesef. It's not actually acquired with money. It'll be mesira only with being handed over b'shtar. And even with chalipin, you have to look into. Now, Bokurchis Parish, Rashi actually says that he has the Girsa status, but he says, because it's not clear where you find this idea that documents are acquired with money. Next, that's not the beginning of the Gemara. Now, what are we talking about here? We're talking about Biyasmi. Oh, so from orphans, you're right, the only thing you collect from is Karka. They hold them they should be the love that the lien is not biblical. And or alone is not collected from inheritors. So even properties that have insurance, meaning karka, should not be collected from orphans. If we can say is that they would say that we're talking over here that the father already had the court case, and therefore there was a lien. Because of the court case, but not because of a biblical concept of just a generic shibud. Connect says not to begin with the words of the Gemara. What we learn from this is that if let's say some went and he borrowed and then he sold, so that's it. The courts cannot collect from them. Which Parash HaKundra explains, the Gemara's question is, but we know that the lender does come and collect from shibud. How could you say that he could sell it off, and then the collector can't get anything? Which says it's a wonder because in Izakid Kimil Bishtar, who if a loan, if damages like the halacha of like a loan that's document written in the document, so lahav the name is Shemamin of Bechulu. Shemta said this interesting terminology of what we confer if the guy goes and he sells afterwards. No, but not. They should have just said, but we learned in the Mishnah, which is referring to Mishnah Bav Basra, Hamav Chaver Bishtar. Someone lends his friend money in the document, give him the Chaz Mishabadim. Like from collateral. And if they consider Nezakin as an oral loan, MK might come as Shemamin knows what he's saying. We infer from this in business government, the courts cannot collect from them. Of course, he cannot collect it. None. That's also a Mishnah over there in Baba Basra. If you lend your friend money with witnesses, you can only collect what's available. And if it's coming to infer this exact point, Shemamino, what we learn from this, the ingoyvim lemehen, that we cannot collect from them, em avakim el apen, that meaning that we consider nizakin like an oral loan. The avagav is the nizakin milvak subatarium, meaning, and even though damages is a loan that's recorded in the Torah, well, bakasha, then that's difficult. Man dam per kam de erchen avav mbeis, meaning the milvak subatarium. So that's what the Gemara is trying to say, that, if you hold that a loan written in the entire, which what Nizakin is, and it's written in a document, if that's what the Gemara is trying to ask, so that's the case in my Amar. So why is the Gemara say, Lava, Machanachasav, says this interesting terminology. Oh, if a guy borrows and then he sells his assets, they get, they collect, they cannot collect. How the Meimah should have just said simply, Shemami, no, we're waiting for him. This is Mabak. And that would be what we're trying to ask explicitly, straight up. So Mefash Ben Tami explains that Shemami Noam, Loiva Mochan Chasav, this wording of the Gemara that we can infer that someone borrows and he sells his assets, Im Bez Negev Lamehem, that the courts cannot collect from them, Minat Torah biblically, because they Shubud Elev De Reisa, because the lien is not a biblical halacha. Ulahachi Ben Nezak and Namel Agav, and everybody damages you also don't collect, because the Milva, the Bemilva Bishtar, Davka Takar Nabon, because specifically by a document alone, the Drabon Bimasakin, they instituted. Because really, biblically, it's not. But they made the legavim mishabdi that you should be able to collect from collateral misham nilas dalas because we don't want to close the doors from lenders lending money. Because the ishi buddha, and that's what the Gemara is saying, because the ishi buddha raisa, and this is the Gemara's question. Because if you thought that shibud is a biblical halacha, and that is the other way around, and really everyone should always be mishabdi, but milva peh, but by or alone, midrabban hud legavi. It's only rabbinically that you cannot collect misham tekanas lekulchas because or else no one's going to want to buy anything because they don't know if there's outstanding debt. That's the question. If that's the case, tikshi hacha, then you should ask over here, my lagav ben nezakin, why don't you collect by damages? Here you don't have that takana of buyers. And the leidami lemilva peh, it's not similar to an oral loan, because the hasam mandi yosab, it's in the yosab. Dear, yeah, oral loan, people don't know because people borrow discreetly. They don't want people to know they're borrowing money. But mazik, leidaik, but a damager, there's not like a precision to do it quietly. It's like, calling where it gets out. And therefore, a kashal madam should be doing the raisam. And therefore, that's what the Gemara is asking. It's difficult on the one that holds that she is the raisam. Perikat bashad babastav kofa in the bays. Then why wouldn't you collect in this case by nizakin? Like this master begins with the Gemara. Prat la bezna yaitis. What are we saying b'fnei bezin? It means excluding a court of common men. Pishah kohen drashik from the dinah kinesis. I mean, because the relevance is regarding the laws of penalties. Because mamonis had yaitis could judge. Now, Tzitz bothered with a question. He says, even though the Mesnit law, every Knossos, I'm just not talking about the laws of penalties, Laman Amar, at least according to the one who holds Tanish Shre L'Rag, L'Mav L'Shinoi, that when we said the Arba Avas Nezikin, Shermant, Rag, L'Mav meant Shein, and therefore, we didn't mention anything of Karen over there, and therefore, it wasn't talking about any Dini Knossos, but still, our Tan alludes to an idea. Even Allah really the Rishon not talking about. As Tosafot proves this, because the Chachamim Fash B'Samach, when the Gemara surely explains what the words Api Edim means, so you see that its relevance is for Knas. You have to say that from the next part anyway. So that's what the Gemara is saying, that yeah, we're alluding to this idea, even though our Mishnah is not really talking about Knasses. But according to one that says that if you admit to a penalty, then when it's coming to chayv, Michael, remember, what are you going to say? Because you actually are going to be chayv. Now, says Taisa, Lamaid Mekanas, Lamaid Mekanas, Taisa asking questions, says, why don't you just say that it's for the chiddush of if you admit to a kanas and witness don't come at all? Says Taisa, no, wait, so that we wouldn't need our Mishnah to tell us because the Masneen Nibarubba. That's the Mishnah later on the Vayandalman based. I'll piyats my butt. If you admit on your own, you're going to be exempt. Because as Taisa explains, Leshaif Tan Bahad Mefarish, you can't say that, oh, our Mishnah said it and then explained it later on over the Mehruba. Because Imad Shem Yosem Mekan, they're not even lengthier to unpack that more than saying over here. So it wouldn't make sense to say that it was explaining over there. And therefore, that's what the Gemara's question is, Michael Amen.